Senator Boyd Suberg said today that you were the probable sponsor of legislation for the transfer of HCPF and the Department of Human Services. What do you think about the potential transfer, and what do you think the benefits of it could be?
Well, I will confirm. I will carry a bill. And the intent of the bill, as I see it, is initially to consolidate the administrative function in one department, so that HCPF essentially has responsibility for everything Medicaid. And as I see it, that was just phase one of the whole process. There would be no change immediately in the way services are delivered. I think there's a lot of fear about that. But a phase two would be a very extensive stakeholder process that would determine the best options for service delivery in the future. And, you know, that might take a year, maybe even longer. But there is that second phase planned. So other than who the employees relate to as or who, you know, which department cuts their check, there should not be any immediate change in service delivery. And I think that's one thing that people are really worried about. There are those who are saying, oh, you're putting the cart before the horse. I think the sooner that we can at least consolidate those administrative functions, the better. Now, there is all, I know HCPF is doing a lot of consumer and stakeholder work in, they've been doing it and they're doing more in the near term.
So if I understood correctly, though, your bill would strictly just address phase one, and that would be mainly administrative transfer of duties.
As I understand it, it likely will do phase one and have language directing phase two.
What do you think could be the benefits of the HCPF transfer administratively?
Well, I think for openers, you know, that we as a state are required to have one Medicaid agency, one agency that handles all of the Medicaid. Well, because at the time that Medicaid came into existence, HCPF didn't exist. It was the Department of Health and Human Services, and everything was in one department. But when HCPF was formed, they took the financial function and Medicaid, but the service delivery then, it was worked out so that the service delivery actually happened through Human Services. So this is trying to get back to, you know, having, you know, a consolidation in what seems to be maybe a better way to be organizing, so that Medicaid is actually all in one place. And, you know, as we look at long-term care, which is the issue, the big and growing issue, and will be a huge issue in the not too distant future in healthcare because of the aging, you know, the explosion of baby boomers. You know, we've got to be looking very carefully at how, you know, how we deliver long-term care services and how we pay for long-term care services. So I think it would create some really important efficiencies.
As you look at this session coming up and the healthcare bills that you are sponsoring, which do you think will have the greatest impact if passed?
Well, of those that are in the hopper right now, I would say probably this potential bill for consolidation of these programs in HCPF.
And how do you think this bill would change the future of Medicaid in the state of Colorado?
I don't know the future of Medicaid. Hopefully, it would make it more make Medicaid care more efficiently managed.